There's something in this pile of laundry.
I'm awful sleepy, Dad. Please tuck me in. And thanks for warning off the coyotes. I was scared.
2 seconds crawled past. 3 seconds. I hadn't taken a decent breath of air in 5 minutes and was about to smother. Loper sighed. All right, son. Let's tuck you into bed. His footsteps left the room, and I dared to grab a breath of air. He tucked little Alfred into bed and said goodnight. He walked out of the boy's bedroom and yawned. Then his eyes turned to the utility room. He took a step in my direction and stopped. Oh, well. He turned off the kitchen light and shuffled off to his bedroom. Whew. I almost fainted with relief. I waited for 5 minutes until I could hear nothing but the rumble of Loper's snoring, then tiptoed out of the utility room and headed straight for the kitchen counter. I mean, things that are meant to be should never be ignored, right? And that plate of steak scraps had been left there for a purpose, a higher purpose that would wrap up all the loose ends in this case and bring a flood of new meaning into my life. I hopped up on my back legs and reached my paws over the kitchen counter. The fragrant waves of steakness filled my nostrils, bringing a rush of meaning and purpose into the darkness of my... Someone was behind me, and he clamped me with his arms. You thought it was Sally Mae or Loper, right?
No, Hanky. Leave the squaps alone. You have to go now.
It was little Alfred, my greatest pal and hero. And he probably thought, hey, I was ready to leave the house. No kidding. But about those scraps, he reached up and snagged a gorgeous T-bone and held it in front of my nose.
I'll let you have it when you jump out the window.
Hey, that would work. You bet, no problem. You see how these things sort themselves out? When things are meant to be, they just naturally find their own solution. I followed the boy into the bedroom and whispered to the runt,
"All right, Drover, you can come out now. I've secured the house and our mission is completed. And you'll be happy to know that I've just been chosen to receive the Golden Bone Award."